It's March 17th. I've been in the army for almost 3 weeks now. I left home on the second day of the war, taking with me only one small bag of my belongings. I just didn't know what was and what was not allowed to be taken into the unit. And also, I didn't want to carry an extra load on myself. As a result, all my things now are a military uniform, an assault rifle, a change of underwear, and a mobile phone. I sleep in a khaki sleeping bag, I have a bulletproof vest and a helmet at my feet, and I keep my phone and the rifle at a head level. These things are my walking tools now. There is no need to talk about the rifle in details. Everyone already knows why it is needed and can even imagine how it works. But it turned out that the phone in the army is no less important to me than a weapon. With its help, I record and send episodes of this podcast of mine, contact journalists who come to Kyiv, communicate with those of my foreign colleagues who stay at home but are interested in what is happening here. Every day, I get calls or texts from at least a dozen reporters from all over the world. Sometimes this is a conversation for just a couple of minutes to find out the operational situation or to clarify the meeting place. But there are also long, for an hour or even more, detailed interviews with Western medias. At some moment, I even caught myself thinking that so much as in the army, I never spoke English in my life. This despite the fact that I worked in the USA and in the UK. But there was a different kind of work. Then, in pre-war times, I asked the questions and listened to sometimes long answers to it. Now journalists ask me short questions and expected long detailed answers from me. I know that my English is far from perfect. I understand that my grammar and pronunciation are not perfect at all. You see, I even can say the word pronunciation correctly. I sometimes get confused about tenses and don't always remember when a verb should end with S and when it shouldn't. I learned English not in the university, but on headphones, listening to the Beatles, Buddy Holly and Muddy Waters. Thanks to such teachers, my English has become what it is now, a mixture of Merseyside, Hillbilly and the Mississippi Delta with a heavy Slavic accent. Just 3 weeks ago, I was very worried because my English was not perfect. I prepared for any conversation with foreigners for a long time, carefully selected words and even wrote down the most difficult in a notebook in order to practice their pronunciation. The war changed everything. I no longer pay attention to shortcomings and failures in my English. After all, even if I make a thousand of mistakes and speak extremely bad, everyone will perfectly understand me. Because no matter how bad my English is, it is always be enough to tell the world that we in Ukraine have faced the biggest and the vilest evil since the Second World War. It will be enough to say thanks to those people and governments that help us in our struggle. And my English will be more than enough to remind you that this war is not only against Ukraine. This war is waged by Russia against the entire free world, against democracy and humanity.